Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply life insurance. Life insurance. Now, we've all heard of life insurance, and we probably all have some type of policy. It's almost standard now if you work for a corporation that they're going to give you at least $10,000 in life insurance. Why? They know that if you pass away, that you're going to have something that you can leave behind for people to bury you with. They've got life insurance of all sizes and shapes, and if you get a policy large enough, they're going to come out to your home. They're going to take a physical. They're going to examine you top to bottom. They're going to make sure that you're in good shape because they recognize that if you're getting a policy that big, anything could happen at any given time. Well, life insurance salesmen have long been regarded as some of the finest and most effective salespeople on the planet. And I often say, my friends, if we can take a page out of books of success, we can achieve greater success ourselves. In business, you're going to come in contact with people from all walks of life. And having your sales skills fine-tuned to the extent that you close more deals than you don't is going to be paramount to future success. So let's outline in the LIFE acronym the four key components of closing deals and making sales presentations much more effectively. That L in our LIFE acronym reminds us to include loved ones. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when presenting products and services, always include the potential impact on those closest to your clients. Think about it. When a mother goes to the grocery store, 80% of the products she purchases are for someone other than herself. She's not buying for herself, my friends. Dads are the same way. They're typically buying for the rest of the people in the household. We're trained as parents to think about someone other than ourselves. That's the reason why a car salesman will show you the back seat of a vehicle, even if you go and buy that car all by yourself. Why? Because they recognize that if you have a family, you're going to be concerned with whether the car seats fit the way they should, whether the legroom is sufficient. That's the reason why back in the day, in the 90s, minivan sales were so popular because they were purchased by what we commonly call soccer moms. Why? Because a soccer mom was more concerned about whether there was enough room for the kids and the friends of the kids than they were about luxury and style. So you had these younger women who would like to drive the nice sports cars if they could. They forsook the sports cars and got into these big, boxy, unattractive minivans. Why? They did it because of the loved ones. So in your sales presentation, my friends, I challenge you to include the impact that a purchase is going to make on someone that your clients love. Who better to use than their family? Because yes, my friends and neighbors, people want validation and they want inclusion of those that are close to them. Is your presentation geared to ask questions like this or to make statements along this line? Imagine the joy your wife is going to feel when she discovers that you made this purchase to enhance your life and your career. Imagine how your kids are going to benefit from the decision that you're making right now. When you start talking about the loved ones, you pull everybody in the family in, even if you're only sitting in front of one person. So my friends and neighbors, the first key component is to remember always include the impact on loved ones. The second component in this sales lesson today is that I reminds us of the power of integrity. The power of integrity. Now watch this. This is where you convince others of the credibility of your product or service. In other words, if people believe that buying from you is going to make them look smart, intelligent, or improve their status in the community, you've got a better shot at making that sale. So in the presentation, you've got to make sure that you include how this is going to raise, elevate, or maintain their current status. The reason why some people don't make a buying decision is they think about how it's going to make them look to their peers, whether it's going to make them look smart, intelligent, whether it's going to make them look like a dummy. That's the reason why many times if you're going to the store, you buy the name brand. Why? The name brand brand has integrity already built in. If you're going to a cell phone store and you buy an Apple iPhone or an Android, then that automatically says to people, hey, I know how to make good decisions. Why? Because that brand has an inherent value or integrity associated with it. If you don't think integrity is important in a sales process and communicating credibility of your product and services is important, watch this. If you see someone drive up to a hotel in a brand spanking new Rolls Royce, watch this. You assume that that person has money, excellent credit, great business connections, and a successful career. Because you say otherwise, how could they drive that vehicle? They're communicating non-verbally integrity simply by the product that they pull up in. So think about it, my friends. We've got to orchestrate and communicate how this product is going to elevate the status of the people that purchase it. However that might look, it's up to you to craft your presentation to include the integrity component. If you say to your friends, listen, when you purchase this product or service from us, imagine what it's going to do for you. It's going to show everyone around you that you can do X, Y, or Z. Now, you may not present it that covertly, or that strongly rather, you may present it in a covert manner, but however you articulate it, you want to make sure that your buyer and you understand that integrity is important to your buyer. I don't mean the integrity of you, I mean the integrity of the product and how it's going to elevate their status. Identify three key ways that your product is going to elevate the status of somebody else. If you're telling someone, listen, by purchasing from us, you're also going to get the access to go on a trip to Mexico, and you'll be able to send pictures back to your friends and family to show them this or that. Well, that's going to increase that level of integrity. That F in our LIFE acronym reminds us of the importance of communicating the future. When people can see the impact the purchase has on their lives 10 years from now and the difference it is going to make on their lives 10 years from now, they're more likely to buy. For example, will they regret or rejoice about this decision if they buy today? How will they view this decision 10 years down the road? The same token, my friends and neighbors, you want to outline to everyone you connect with how it's going to impact their future freedom, their future peace, their future potential, and all the things that make them think about something beyond today. Day. Remember, insurance is the number one product sold in the United States of America, which means that people are thinking about the future all the time. And because they are, we've got to include the future in our presentation. The last component is enjoyment. That's the E. People will buy things they hate, even if those things are not fun. Medical insurance is a good example. There are many people who pay for medical insurance every single month and have never had a sick day in their lives, but they keep paying for medical insurance. It's not enjoyable. It's necessary. However, if there is a fun factor to what you sell, that you increase the likelihood of a person buying that product or service. For example, the Volvo is not known as a fun car. It's known as safe and reliable. However, when a person takes a test drive in a Volvo, they're pleasantly surprised at how smoothly it handles tight curves and corners and how much fun the car is to drive. That's the reason why their sales typically increase year in and year out. By the same token, my friends, do you articulate the enjoyable aspects of your product and service? You can do it in a couple of ways. One, compare it to the competitor. Because again, a Volvo may have the top competitor as a Volkswagen. And they may say, listen, compared to a Volkswagen, our handling is better. The drive is better. Here are the features that we've got that they don't have. Same token, if you're selling STI, then you want to compare our training to the training of competitors. It's far more exciting. It's far more engaging. It's far more enjoyable. And when people can check the box of enjoyment for something that's necessary, you increase the likelihood of them buying a product and service. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. I can assure you that Success Training Institute will grow your life and change your business. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.